Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
This isn't like a scooter city, is it? I mean, I know people have electric scooters, but I just don't see them very much. Then again, I'm not around the areas where you would see them.
Right.
Very, you know what I mean? Like, it feels like it's more
they're
downtown.
They're not in the suburbs.
There. No, they're really not. But there are several different kinds of these, and not just the ones you can rent, obviously the ones you can buy. You know, there's the motorized electric scooter, which we have all seen. There's, you know, various bikes. There's a couple that are kind of skateboardy looking things, which you might have seen, but all of them run on electricity and all of them let you kind of move around without actually having to walk. Have you seen the unicycles yet? You have not seen the unicycles.
I have not. Are they here?
These are ones that you can buy. It's like a board kind of, and it's over a single tire. So what was the name? Was it Segways? Segways were the ones that were kind of self-balancing, allegedly. Yep. I mean, there were still Segway accidents.
They weren't unicycles.
No, those weren't unicycles because of two wheels. This is kind of like if you had a Segway on just one wheel. And so they started making these about like probably 5 years ago. You would see them every once in a while when someone bought one. It looks like a horrible idea. That's the best way I can put it. This looks like a horrible idea. But yet people would buy them, whatever, whatever. Then people decided to start playing around with them. And they created one that goes 93 miles an hour. It's exactly like it sounds. It's a unicycle that goes 93 miles an hour top speed. I don't know why you would need to do this, but I guess just because you can, someone created it, and then they're going to roll with it. What do you think the first thing that we decided to do with a 93 mile an hour top speed electric unicycle was?
Race something.
Dang right it was to race. It was to race. So now you've got this whole league of people that are, you can find pictures of this and it's amazing. Basically they get on, they race it all the way up to 93 miles an hour. You have to use your body to balance on turns, which seems
so it's so not much like worse. A Segway had that bar that you would hold on to. It doesn't have
bar.
Anything like that?
Nothing.
Oh, so it's nothing like a Segway.
Would you call a Segway a death trap? Is that
the
a word?
The creator would.
Yeah, well, maybe
it is more, what got him in the end.
Maybe it's more like a segue than we're thinking. Good morning. It's Monday. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. And you know we have got the Tin Man Jam tickets. We're going to have a lot of Tin Man Jam tickets today, so stick around.
Before you get your first chance, want to talk about that massive Amazon outage impacting businesses worldwide?
Oh, Lord.
There's a major egg recall here in Texas we're contending with. And, oh, George Strait's going after Zach Bryan.
Oh.
The things you need to know now, next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Well, well, well. For the first time in over a quarter century, a live concert will be held at Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina.
Oh, yes.
Traditionally known as Death Valley.
Death Valley.
Who played there last? Oh, let me see. It looks like it was a day-long event in 1999.
It's been a minute.
George Strait's Country Music Festival played there.
Oh!
Well, that's weird because the first show in almost 27 years... Also George Strait.
Oh, I see what he did. I see what he did.
What he did was decide that he wasn't going to lie down and take it when Zach Bryan came for his title.
Yeah.
You might remember Zach broke George's record for the largest ticketed concert in U.S. history with an attendance of 112,408 at Michigan Stadium on September 27, 2025. After Strait got the record in 2024 with 110,905 at Kyle Field, in College Station, Texas,
right? It's an arms race of trying to get that record, and the problem. Okay, I don't know that he can do it in that building.
What's the capacity?
Okay,
for just the stadium,
because he's going to do it in the round, which you have to do to be able to get the record, right? 81,500 is what. Is what Death Valley
is. Low.
That's mad low.
What's A&M's?
A&M.
Like at least 100,
I'm
going
to botch this. Oh, it's 100. I can't remember if it's 102 or 107.
Oh.
I think it's probably closer to 102.
Michigan's?
Michigan's is the biggest. Michigan.
Why do it if you can't beat the record?
That's what I mean. They've got to have a idea of what they want to do to get to 112. But you're going to need a lot.
To get to 113, let's be real.
That's right, 113.
Opening for King George. You got Cody Johnson and Wyatt Flores. Tickets go on sale Friday, October 31st at 10 a.m.
There's just not that many buildings you can go to. I think you can go to Tennessee and have a good shot at doing it. I think you can go to Austin, have a good shot of doing it.
You must have picked this for a reason.
They have an idea in their head, and I'm going to trust that is the case.
Wait and see what it is.
Okay.
Now, if you recently bought eggs at a Houston HEB, you're going to want to take a closer look at the carton.
Ooh.
They put out a news release saying some eggs sold may be contaminated with salmonella. Now, the egg producer is recalling them.
Okay.
So the affected eggs were from Ken's Hens of Santa Fe, Texas.
Great name.
The producer is recalling its 12-count packages of grade AA, AA, large pasture-raised eggs. According to HEB, the eggs were only sold in Houston stores, and they have now pulled all of the affected eggs off of the shelves. So how do you know for sure if you bought them?
Ken's Hens.
You're going to have to check the codes online.
Oh, Lord.
But you'll want to check the UPC code, the Julian dates, and Best Buy dates, as those are more likely to be the ones that you might remember. They were 10-11 to 10-14 and 10-16 to 10-17. Talking the Best Buys, but double check everything just to be sure. Mm-hmm. And a major AWS outage hit Amazon this morning and disrupted online activity around the world.
Is this still going? Because
it's in recovery.
Oh,
mode.
Okay.
But AWS is Amazon Web Services. They provide remote computing services to governments, universities, and other companies. And Down Detector, a website that tracks online outages, was kind of keeping track. AT&T, Canva, Delta Airlines, Disney Plus, Fortnite, Hulu, McDonald's, Roblox, Snapchat, United Airlines, just to name a few.
So that's how you know it's a big deal.
The first signs of trouble popped up around 3:11 a.m. Eastern time. When it was like reported on the health dashboard, it was investigating increased error rates and latencies for multiple AWS services in the U.S. East 1 region.
Okay.
Then they were like, oh, yeah, okay, significant error rates. We're actively working. And then around 6 a.m., they're like, yep, we can confirm global services have been disrupted.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Yeah. Just don't be surprised.
If things are moving slowly. Well, what's crazy is like much of the world relies on like 3 or 4 of these big cloud,
yeah, like that monster computer things that run all
like,
of
remember
our
this
websites.
Happened in July 2024 with CrowdStrike, where all the airlines had to cancel flights and there
that's
were hospital
right.
disruptions and things. And
that's
even
right.
though it didn't take all that long,
no,
the issue cost Fortune 500 companies like $5 billion.
Yes, I remember this being a big problem. Like that was pretty much the end of CrowdStrike, as I recall.
It was,
as we know.
Wow. Well, because they were to blame.
Yeah.
As it turned out.
Yeah, yeah,
it was
yeah.
like some software update or something.
Oh, Lord, wonderful, great start.
Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Yes, you're still looking for your tickets to 10 Man Jam. Which is great because we have so many of these to give away. It's silly. For some reason, if you've been living under a rock, let's go through the men, shall we? Chris Young, Old Dominion, Tyler Hubbard, the band Perry, Brothers Osborne, Low Cash, Mitchell Tenpenny, Ashley Cook, John Morgan, and Megan Patrick.
That's it.
That is a full
monster
roster.
Lineup. Monster lineup.
November 9th, House of Blues. And you're going to want to win your way into this one.
The only way to get your tickets is to win them based on what we're seeing online this morning.
Yes, that is.
Maybe that's an AWS shortage as well.
I somehow doubt it. Yeah, you're going to have to win your tickets, which again, we're going to try to make it easy by giving you so many chances to win. Like,
yep.
As many chances we could possibly give you.
Monster lineup means monster games.
Mm-hmm.
And all of ours got a Halloween makeover.
They did. Would you expect anything less? Honestly.
Well, we're going to start this week with Guess in 3.
Oh, Lord.
Trim Reaper. We've taken the title of a famous scary movie, chopped it up, and left you only the first 3 letters of each word.
Right.
That's it. So, cryptic cuts. But if you can piece together the terror 2 out of 3 times, you will win your tickets. It's Tin Man Jam presented by Bud Light.
So call us, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We'll get you guys on the phone, work our way through this coming up next. Yo, Katie, the Bull, 713-881-5500. Let's get spooky, you guys.
Speaking of tombstones,
yes.
Quake.
Getting closer to Halloween, starting to feel like Halloween
this
season.
This morning, yeah, this morning. Getting brisk. A little,
it's nice. It's 60 degrees out in spring when I was leaving for work. But
nice.
Welcome to Guess in 3 Trim Reaper, where the clues are short and your odds of survival are shorter. We're giving you the first three letters of every word in a classic horror flick, and if you can identify the movie two out of three times, you win your way into Tin Man Jam. Now, what's also scary is we lost our first caller.
Oh, that's fine. Not a problem.
So we go to the alternate.
Yes, let's.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Who's this?
Hi, this is Teresa.
Teresa, you're up.
All yes. Right.
You are playing Guess in 3 for your chance at Tin Man tickets. How you feeling?
Can you tell me how to play the game again?
Oh, no, that is why
no,
we bring
can't.
It up, Teresa. That's why
yeah,
we bring
Teresa,
it up.
Teresa, so this is Guess in 3. So we are going to give you a classic horror movie title, only we have abbreviated the title to just the first three letters of each word in said title. Okay? So if it's just one word, it would just be three letters.
Mm-hmm.
If it's multiple words, you'll get multiple random sounds.
Yeah.
Hopefully something will take shape in your brain twice, and you will be able to attend Tin Man Jam coming up November 9th.
Random sounds is the best description of this game.
Like if we said Anna. Anna.
Yeah.
Anaconda.
That's a
or Annabelle.
See, I was going to go Annabelle,
game, so.
But I really prefer Anaconda. if I'm being honest, as far as that. All right. So let's get down to it. So I have the list right here.
Yes.
All right. Let's start with the first one. It fall. It fall. It fall.
It follows.
Yes. Yes, Teresa.
Nailed it.
It follows.
Nailed it. We're one for one.
I did forget that this game very much hinges on Frito's ability to read.
It did. So we're going to try it again. We're going to roll the dice twice in a row. Are you ready for the second one? This is for the win.
Sure.
Ali Rez. Ali Rez. Ali Rez. It's either... Am I getting closer or farther
away?
I feel like
that was good.
Okay.
The first one.
All right. Ali Rez.
Ali Rez.
This is like horror and sci-fi.
Oh! Ali Rez.
Oh. Sci-fi is like aliens.
Yeah. Alien.
Alien Res. Resurrection.
Yes.
We got there. Do you want to offer her the same gamble that we did on Friday?
Oh, Teresa, if you wanted, you could double or nothing.
Yes.
For either four tickets to Tin Man or no tickets to Tin Man.
Oh, no.
It's a dangerous roll of the dice, but we brought it up last week in our player at the time.
He did win.
But he was stone
cold. He was all
cold.
In. His wife, not so much.
Yeah.
But it was a success.
It paid off for him. Got four tickets instead of just the two. So we offer you the same choice.
The devil's deal.
Yes.
What will it be, Teresa?
It's rough. It's huge.
You can say no and take your ticket.
It is totally fine to say no. We're not trying to put you in an uncomfortable spot.
Nope.
We know how hard these are to get a hold of.
Yeah. I guess I'll just take the two. I don't want to risk
the pair.
Not a problem. You know what?
That's a smart play, Teresa.
I can't say that's the wrong decision at all.
Especially on a Monday morning.
Everyone's a little fuzzy. You have no idea what... You know, this game is spotty at best. So, let's be real. That is the play you needed to make today. Hang on the line, and we will get you set up, okay? Fredo, Katie, the Bull. Yes, we know. Everyone wants to win the tickets to Tin Man Jam. We get it. We also get that it is difficult to get through on the phones. That is the way that it is. We are going to try by giving you so many chances. It's going to make you crazy.
It's going to make your head spin.
Yes, it is. But that is not the only way to win your way into the show.
That's right. We also have ticket stops.
Yes.
Events. Things you can come out to and park it in the hopes that we draw your name, thus winning you your pair of tickets. Now, we start this week. Believe there's one Thursday. There's definitely one Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got them all the way through to November 9th.
Yes.
So find out the closest ones to you. We've got them posted for sure on our Facebook page. So check it out. Now, one I want to highlight coming up on the 30th.
Yes.
Would be a trunk or treat.
That's right. If you had to pick one ticket, so you got like one shot. This would be a pretty dang good one to come to.
It would be a particularly fun one.
Yes.
Let's just say that, especially if you've got kids. So you'll come out, bring the family. We will have candy. We will have experiences like Mad Science of Houston. They're doing actual science experiments. We've got Texas Snakes and More. They are bringing their reptiles. We have got Houston Pets Alive with adoptable animals. We've got Brazoria County Sheriff's Office making an appearance. Going to be a blast.
Yes.
And of course, we will have your chance to win Tin Man Jam tickets.
All of that.
Happening at the same time.
Plus.
5 to 7.
Yes. Bayway, Chevrolet. Make your plans now.
Not just for the residents of Pearland. Anyone is welcome.
No, this is worth a drive. My God, this is worth a trip. This is going to be fun.
And of course, you'll get your money's worth out of your child's Halloween costume by wearing it the 30th and then the 31st.
That is important to remember.
Taqueria Serrano's is bringing out free food.
Heck, see how this works? It gets better. It might still get better and better and better in between now and when we actually go out there.
We got a few irons in the fire.
Got a few things.
Maybe actual irons.
Few.
Actual fires.
So, get all the info online, bullhouston.com. Fredo, Katie, the Bull. Yes, Monday Night Football coming up tonight, but also a game here on Sunday. We will have your tickets coming up later on in the show today.
Before that, we'll talk a Louvre robbery worthy of Netflix. Morgan Wallen's got something new for your playlist, and apparently Monopoly money can buy you more than the boardwalk now. Things you need to know now, next.
You're listening to Fredo and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Morgan Wallen has officially released his version of the song Graveyard Whistling. Now, that's the one originally done by the Brit rock band Nothing But Thieves in 2014. He recorded the song during his Abbey Road sessions, but then made the studio version an Apple Music exclusive.
Right.
Now it's available everywhere.
Because there wasn't enough Morgan Wallen for you guys to check out. Wanted to hit you with some extras.
He also announced his next single, 20 Cigarettes, and the music video is set to drop later today.
Love it.
We talked last hour about how George Strait wasn't going to let Zach Bryan get away with taking his crown, and now let's fixate on the actual stealing of crowns. And with that, we head to France.
That's right. It's heist news.
In a scene straight out of Pink Panther.
This is wild.
Some dudes in high-vis jackets and masks and power tools rolled up on scooters, pretended to be workers, and then proceeded to rob the Louvre in broad daylight.
Like it was nothing.
The audacity.
Like it was nothing.
The sheer audacity. Some people clocked it at 7 minutes. I read a source that said it was done in four.
Four minutes.
Crazy. The Louvre, of course, home to countless priceless works of art, including the Mona Lisa, the Venus de Milo. But it was the jewels. The jewels. These guys.
It's always the jewels.
So it was four men. They got away with at least 9 items from France's crown jewels, including
goodness.
A crown that once belonged to Napoleon III's wife and has or had at some point more than 1,300 diamonds in it. They actually dropped that one. Damaged it during their getaway.
No.
If you're wondering value, that crown alone was worth several tens of millions of euros, but not even the most important item taken.
Okay.
And the rest, they don't even want to assign a dollar amount to.
Come on.
Number one, they're embarrassed.
Just humor us.
But number two, they can't. They said there's no definitive monetary value on the items because they're priceless.
Oh, yeah. Because they're the crown
jewels.
These
are historical. Yeah, there's a historical worth, right? I just can't believe this. They had like a basket lift, take them to a balcony where they like smash a window
and smash
these cases. And then they got away on scooters.
I was about to dog them because, you know, it seems like someone should have caught that. But in 4 minutes, why wouldn't even know? As soon as, okay, workers are going in, then you blink and then they're out of there with the crown jewels.
The museum was open.
It was open. People walking around in there. Like, it was, that's, I mean, that, it, absolutely wild. I don't know who you sell those to, by the way.
Well.
Seems like it'd be kind of difficult to unload.
Yeah, but some of it you could break down. Like, that's what they're going to do. They're going to break it down. They're going to melt it down. They're going to sell the precious gems. Well, and there are a lot of them. Like, okay. There's this emerald set that's crazy. There are sapphires, other crazy precious gems. I mean, yeah, like. I can see why they're so embarrassed. And also, they had security concerns for a long time due to, like, staffing issues and things. So
that sucks.
Whoops.
Hate it.
And in a bit of good news, Cheap will take Monopoly money for $500 if you're in the market for a new Grand Cherokee.
Yeah, what is this?
So, Jeep, they're doing the McDonald's Monopoly deal.
Okay.
Where a few Lucky Fry lovers could win a Jeep overnight.
Right.
Essentially, yeah. You peel it back, it might say you win a Jeep Grand Cherokee.
We all know the gimmick.
It started as a joke, says Jeep CEO, because his family, like, has real cutthroat Monopoly battles. And he's like, yeah, but now, like, let's actually take Monopoly money for these cars.
Let's put higher stakes.
So you can bring in $500 worth of Monopoly money to get $500 off a brand new 2025 Grand Cherokee. It's going through November 3rd, so dig through the old game box before someone builds another hotel on Boardwalk.
That is pretty great.
Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Morning, Chloe. What can we do for you today?
I just need some ideas or to blow off some steam. I don't know. This whole thing is just, I'm in a real bind here. Plus, it's at work, and I just don't understand why people are being so mean to me.
Yeah, you put some of this in your email, I guess. You said you somehow became the most hated person in your office.
What?
Not knowing your office, that seems like it would be hard to pull off. So, like, what did you do?
I didn't do anything. It was my coworker who got herself yelled at by my boss, and everyone's acting like the whole thing is my fault.
Okay, all right.
How does that happen?
That's what... Give us a play-by-play here.
Okay, so the short version is Tiffany called in sick because she had tickets to ACL and didn't want to deal with PTO or convincing her manager to let her off or whatever. So, yeah, just called in sick. Look, it was a problem because the end of the week, Thursday and Friday, are typically our busiest days. So it put everybody in a bind. And so when I saw her picture on Instagram in Austin that afternoon, I sent it to our boss, and yeah, he wasn't happy.
Oh, no.
Ooh, okay, so what happened?
She got written up, which, I'm sorry, was I reacting out of anger being swamped on a Friday? Hell yes, I was, but this isn't my fault.
So is this why everyone's pissed at you? Like, no one in the office agrees with that? Or what?
Well, no, some people were really glad I did it because this kind of thing happens too much. No one likes it. It pisses all of us off and it needs to stop.
But that's not everyone, right?
Yeah, it's turning into a two sides thing with half of the office treating me like I'm a rat or a snitch or whatever. And it's really causing a lot of stress on top of an already stressful job. I just need to squash it.
Okay.
Right. I just
now,
can't.
Just so I spell this out, our attempt to squash it is to call Tiffany.
You think that's going to go well?
Yeah, come on.
Call her out again?
Well, I mean, it might not, but whatever. If she needs to vent and get all of this off her chest, fine. I'd just rather it happen like this than have to deal with all the passive-aggressive comments and the headaches. Well, I'm just trying to do my job and pay my bills. Like, damn.
Okay, well, let's see what we can do. We'll get Tiffany lined up and talk to her coming up next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
All right, so Chloe's a snitch.
Well, that's a yes. She's a snitch.
Tiffany in. She's a snitch. Going to ACL and calling in day of.
Yeah, now
being like, oh, man, I'm sick. I got the black lung. I'm not going to make it. So the office hate her for it. She said she works for a busy place. They got a lot going on. She was swamped. She happens to pass a picture of her coworker at ACL to her boss. What happens after that is not her fault, right?
And now
or is it?
Now it's a madhouse.
Or is it?
So we're trying to smooth this out.
So we've got Tiffany on the phone. Let's get her side of things. Hey, Tiffany.
Yeah, what's up?
Thanks for doing this. We know this is potentially hell awkward here, but Chloe was filling us in on everything going on back at the office.
Yeah, about her snitching and almost getting me fired.
Yep, that's the stuff mm-hmm. I'm talking about.
Nailed it, yes.
That's it.
I mean, there's not much more to add other than that. My friend had ACL three-day wristbands, but at the last minute, something came up, and, you know, he couldn't go, so he just offered them to me. Like, he didn't even want any money for them. Like, he just wanted someone to go and, you know, someone who would use them. And yeah, like, so I'm not going to turn that down, but obviously I have to miss a Friday. And like, you know, this is a stressful job as it is with my coworkers combing the internet to find an excuse to tattle to our manager because, it, you know, I actually wasn't sick.
Okay.
Yeah, but number one, you know, you put everyone in a bind by just deciding you weren't coming in, okay? And if it wasn't any big deal, then why did you lie?
I lied because I needed a mental health day. I had a chance to go to ACL essentially for free, and I have some me time. Like, you know, were you jealous or something?
Yeah,
I get it if you were, but this is like really immature way to deal with that.
What's immature is blaming me for your bad behavior. There's ways you deal with things, and lying is not one of those ways. If you can't make the event without having to lie to everyone, then you can't go.
So you said lie to everyone. So this wasn't a situation where, like, everyone knew she was going to ACL and was faking being sick, and it was kind of understood that we were all just going to cover for her.
No!
What?
She didn't tell anyone. We all found out on Instagram, which, oh my God.
Just making sure.
If you're trying to fake being sick, maybe don't put evidence that you're partying in Austin online for the world to see.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take this out on me.
Oh, how awful. I posted a few things on Instagram, which, by the way, is what people do. That doesn't excuse you for using that as evidence to try to get me fired. Honestly, what is wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? You're actively creating a hostile work environment because I wasn't going to cover for you while you were actively trying to scam the company and your coworkers. You got written up. You got yelled at. Move on. You only have yourself to blame.
People are going to agree with me on this one. No one likes a snitch, okay?
Well, look, I will see. Ugh. Was she wrong?
Which one?
Yeah. Let's find out. Guys, thank y'all for being here today. We appreciate it.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. So Chloe or Tiffany?
Yeah, basically, that's what it boils down to. Let us know what you think. We'll talk to you coming up next. Frito, Katie, the Bull, let's talk about snitching, shall we? Because that is what Tiffany is accusing. She just ghosted work.
Yep.
Decides to go to ACL.
Which, you have your days. Take your days.
Yeah, not a,
those
not,
are important, and Americans really, really should.
But there's a process to this.
Yeah.
And if I get all
you
that.
You got to go through the proper channels.
Right. And if you don't, like, I mean, did she get done dirty is what we are essentially asking. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Frito and Katie. Okay, who's this?
Hi. This is Jaina.
Jaina, what do you think? Who would you agree with in this instance?
Yeah.
I don't agree with the young lady saying that, well, everybody's going to call in and agree with me because people don't like snitches. People also don't like people just assuming that everybody's going to be okay with the fact that they have to pick up the workload.
Mm-hmm.
Like the lady said, you handle it like an adult. Take a PTO day. Like, yeah, people aren't going to be happy, but at least you went through the proper channels to take that time off. She's proving how childish she is and how she really can't handle the job if she's got to lie to take time off. And, yeah, I mean, if you're going to lie to take time off, don't post it for the world to see that you're lying. It's 100% on her for even posting anything about it. Otherwise, nobody would have known.
Right?
Yeah, you could have just enjoyed
she seems
everything.
Very and immature, and
yeah.
I doubt this is the only problem, right?
No.
That Chloe's ever had with Tiffany.
There's no way.
I would be just as upset. Like, if there were conversations about, like, hey, this happened, and I really got to go. Like, can you cover for me? That's one thing, but she did. She flat out, like, put it on everybody else's plate to deal with the fact that she didn't want to be honest.
Right, right. Yeah. Ridiculous. So, Janet, thank you so much for calling in today.
Yep. All right. Bye.
Frito and Katie, go ahead. What do you think?
Well, we're going to Monday morning quarterback all this. So, okay. Tiffany, I think, is I'm going to have to say she's in the wrong on this one. One kind of feels like she's entitled, but
it does.
She could have easily made a phone call and said, "Hey, instead of being sick, I need to take a mental health day or whatever." But another thing is, if you are, yes, I understand that you have tickets and you don't want to miss this opportunity and everything, but you also have responsibilities. If you're going to post pictures on Instagram, wait until Saturday. Don't do it on Friday.
Yes.
Wait until Saturday.
All you got to do is, again, later in the weekend,
later in the weekend,
You know, there's plenty of ways to get around that. I guess.
Oh, yeah.
To me, I'm wondering if this is even considered snitching at all. Like, would you consider this a case of snitching, or is this something different?
I mean, I understand the whole term, snitches get stitches. I mean, that's
or riches.
What it is.
Or riches.
Or yes.
Hello, so Crime Stoppers.
If instead of going to the boss and showing them pictures and everything else, you could have just waited until she got back and be like, "Hey, what are you, WTF, bro? Like, come on."
Like, I see you were feeling better.
Yes. I would have, yes.
Like, oh, I hope you didn't come down bad with anything. I'm glad you're seeing, man.
The worst would have been if she had actually gotten sick after.
I believe they call that the ACL flu.
Right?
Like, that's apparently
all the dust and everything that's kicked up in the air.
Yeah. Hangover gnosis is what it's called.
Dude, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. So far, everyone seems to be pretty universally behind Chloe on the fact that I don't call it snitching or not. I don't know. But that Tiffany is the one who messed up by just basically blowing off work and going to ACL.
And posting about it.
And posting. That is
posting about it.
That is such a key factor here. But we're letting a few more of you guys weigh in.
Frito and Katie, go ahead. What do you think?
I mean, I definitely see both sides. I'm all for taking a mental health day. But also, don't be posting pictures on social media because someone is going to see them and they are going to do the right thing and tell their boss, because with it being a busy industry, it's not fair, to your coworkers. It's like, that's fine. You want to go take your health day, but don't be advertising.
Well, your boss is going to see it just outright.
I don't know how you can really be that mad.
Unless you block the boss, which
exactly.
is its own problem, I think.
I mean, you really didn't plan this caper out very well, is the bottom line. I mean, if you didn't do that, I might have...
If someone had posted a photo of you.
Of you, yeah.
And you were just tagging
revealed yourself
that's
there
a different
somehow.
Story.
Yeah, but
yeah.
you posted yeah. it with the intention of people seeing it. Yeah, it was a brag.
That's the... I don't know that you could be mad at
exactly.
anyone
you
else.
You took the risk.
Yeah, it's
so,
weird.
I mean, you have to deal with the consequences.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks.
Frito and Katie, hey, go ahead. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. Real quick, where I came from, snitches get stitches, end up in ditches.
Yes.
Or riches. Very well paid out by Crime Stoppers.
Not forget that. Yeah, there are points.
Her job is not policing her coworker, and I'm really curious if she was so busy, if she was on the company internet Googling her coworker, trying to find out if she was out doing something.
I mean, that's fair. How did she see it? When did she see it?
So you have
your own suspicions.
This is not enough reason to go to the boss and out this girl for basically going and just blowing off work and going to a concert.
Well, you should never go to the boss and rat
never
out your coworker or anybody else. Mind your business.
Go to the boss. Okay, no, that's that. No. Okay, all right.
It's called karma, right? Because this is going to happen to you.
That's true. Yeah. Absolutely. Once you do that,
once you try and take someone down a peg,
yeah,
you got a target on your back. I mean, honestly,
that's the thing. It's like
you're looking to return it in kind.
You don't even need to wait for the universe.
Yeah.
Like other people, you will have made powerful
Unless
enemies.
She gets fired. Yeah, she's coming back.
If she gets fired, you made a real powerful enemy. Now, didn't you?
That's just ugly,
dude.
Yeah, that's just ugly.
Thank you for the perspective. We appreciate it.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Frito and Katie. Hey, go ahead. What do you think?
Hey, how's it going? I mean, I think, like she said, no one likes a snitch. But then again, if you know you have your coworkers on social media, you can be smart about posting.
Yeah.
Like, they have close friends. They have, you know, make a private, something along those lines, right?
Just don't do especially it the same day. Just hours, just to your job.
Do a photo dump the next week. No one will know what day they correspond to.
Exactly.
Right?
Do that little end of October post and add the pictures then.
Yes. End of October. Everyone loves a good end of October post.
Then, if your coworker goes through it like that, the boss might be like, okay, well, I don't know why you're out to get this girl, but I'm not going to investigate it the way you did.
Yes, this deep dive is very odd to me. But, yeah, if you put it, again, like, if you're going to complain, if you're going to blame other people for blowing up your spot, I think you just have to run a tighter ship if you're trying to, like, pull this move. You have to do everything in your power, and then that you get snitched on. If that happens, completely different story. And I, you know, again, I think people's sympathies might go the other way. But dude, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Yes, sir. You too.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
I'm guessing it'll be a little further along now, but major changes are underway in Houston's Montrose neighborhood. Mm. Crews are removing the city's rainbow crosswalks. They started early this morning. I think they had some protesters out there.
Yeah.
Some arrests very early this morning as people were standing in the roadway attempting to block the crews from removing the paint. I know by sunrise, two of the four at Westheimer and Taft had already been removed.
Holy cow, that's fast.
The decision follows Governor Abbott's call for transportation departments statewide to remove what he described as political ideologies from roadways, guidance that traces back to a federal directive from President Trump earlier this year. A big old happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps.
Happiest of birthdays.
Turned 250 years young on Saturday. During a parade, California Highway Patrol officials say a 155-millimeter artillery shell prematurely detonated. During a live fire demonstration at Camp Pendleton, sending fragments onto a vehicle and motorcycle assigned to Vice President J.D. Vance's protective detail.
Oh, yikes. Yikes.
No officers were injured, though shrapnel did strike a parked patrol car and motorcycle on a closed ramp of the highway. And after the Marine Corps were alerted, they thankfully canceled the firing of any additional demonstrations and things.
Right.
Which was probably for the best.
Any live ammo?
And let's talk about these comets, man. People across the United States will be able to see a rare green comet streaking across the sky this week.
Okay.
NASA says the green comet Lemon, along with comet Swan, will make their closest approach to Earth tomorrow, coming within about 55 million miles from Earth. You'll be able to see the comet shortly after sunset toward the western sky. They're thinking it might be bright enough to be seen with the naked eye, but binoculars or a small telescope are recommended. The best view will be in areas that do not have much, if any, lighting, which will be a little bit tricky for us here in the city. Mm. But if you're out in the country, report back.
Okay.
It could be very awesome.
Right.
Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie.
Frito, Katie, the Bull, 713-881-5500. Let's switch gears to the Houston Texans. Playing for Monday night in Seattle. But at the end of the week, they'll be back. And that means we have your chance to win tickets with the Wheel of Texans. It's back. And it's better than ever. Well, no, it's about the same.
It is the same as it always is.
Exactly the same, y'all. 713-881-5500. You're going to call us. You're going to get the opportunity to spin the wheel three times. That will give you three different questions about everything having to do with the Texas, Texans, the Texans, whatever. Get two out of the three right, and we send you to NRG Stadium. So call us. Get you guys on the phone. We'll play coming up next. Frito, Katie, the Bull, welcome to the
Wheel. We're testing your knowledge of this great state and everything and everyone in it.
Yep, absolutely. And if you can survive, well, I mean, you're going to survive. That's a weird way to put that. It's not that high stakes.
You can get two questions right.
Yes.
You will win your tickets to the Texans v 49ers, I believe is who they're playing.
Yeah, at NRG.
On October 26th.
Let's begin.
Frito and Katie, who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is JD.
JD.
All right.
You're up.
Yes.
You are the first contestant on the Wheel of Texas. Sorry, he threw me. He's excited. He's
I said, oh,
I'm
man.
Excited.
Oh. I thought he was worried about it.
Oh, you thought.
Rightfully so.
You're right.
We went different directions on that.
Absolutely. Could have been, Dredd.
Yes. Thank you all so much. I'm excited. I'm excited.
All right, JD.
Parade. This is Texans trivia, JD. Texans trivia. Now, we will give you multiple choice with each question to make this just a smidge easier. So, what division do the Texans play in? Is it A, NFC South, B, AFC South, or C, NFL South?
AFC South?
AFC South. That's correct.
Absolutely correct.
Since its creation in 2002, it's had the same four members. We're joined by the Indianapolis Colts, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Tennessee Titans.
All right, question number two today.
Texas time machine.
Texas history, JD. Texas history. How many flags have flown over the state of Texas?
Oh.
Is it A, 6, B, 5, or C, 3?
I'm going to go with six.
Six.
Six. Then.
Six flags over Texas.
That's a great.
That's why it's named that.
It's a great way to remember it.
Yeah. We were once controlled by Spain, France, Mexico, the Republic of Texas, the Confederate States, and now the United States.
That is a grand total of six flags.
Six flags.
That's a grand total of two questions correct in the Wheel of Texans, which means...
That's amazing.
You got yourself some tickets to see the Texans at the end of the week, my man.
Man, I am so excited. Yo, my birthday is next week, and I was just telling my wife yesterday I would love to go to the game to see the 49ers, so I'm excited.
Dude!
I'm super excited.
Okay!
Can we make your birthday a little bit better?
Yeah, can we add a little frosting on that cake, if you will?
Okay, so we'll add another tier, because I think the tickets that he wanted, that was the frosting.
Oh, yeah.
Adding another tier here. How about tickets to 10 Man Jam?
Oh, my gosh, that would be amazing.
We're doing it!
I'm serious, I'll play with you right now.
JD, we're doing it.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday, JD.
Man,
we can't wait to see you out there. Give you a little extra experience. Dude, good, because your year is just beginning.
It's not started yet, so maybe wait to say that.
Dude, hang on the line. Let's get you set up, okay?
All right. Thank you.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Money Minute just got a little more delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsored by McDonald's now.
Love that.
Watch out.
Love that.
Watch out.
That is a corporate partner that we are very pleased to have on the show.
Let's not blow it. maybe we'll be able to offer a little more than a freebie coming up very soon. But for now, a freebie we shall give.
Mm-hmm.
So should we call you in a few short minutes? Give you 10 questions in 60 seconds in the hopes you get them all right and win $100.
Mm-hmm.
One of the answers today is almonds. Almonds. You only have to come up with 9.
See how easy that is?
That's one step
closer. So much easier.
Inching our way there.
So much easier. If you have not done it, sign up. TheBullHouston.com/contest. We will call our contestant and play the Money Minute coming up next.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
Yes, the Money Minute, now with corporate backing, brought to you by our friends at McDonald's. With that said, Caitlin's trying to crack this code, which, to be fair, people have come fairly close to cracking in the last week or so. So our hopes are high. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I'm actually out fishing.
Oh, nice.
We caught
nice
you.
Nice and relaxed.
Where are you fishing?
We are fishing in Matagorda.
Oh, my word, I am jealous. Nice. Good Lord. All right, let's get this done so you can get back to the stuff that matters, being out on the water. 10 questions, you got 60 seconds to get them correct. Pass on the ones you don't know. We'll come around to the passes if we have time at the end. You can't change answers once you give them. Sound good?
Sounds great.
And when Katie is ready, we'll begin.
Ready. quarter refers to a soccer move where a player kicks the ball through the legs of an opponent.
Pass.
Juggalos are an infamous group of impassioned music fans that support what musical artist? Juggalos.
Pass.
What did the Pony Express deliver?
Pass.
What nut is used to make marzipan?
Almond.
During what decade did the majority of the Great Depression occur?
Pass.
What is the name of the Toys R Us mascot?
Jeffrey.
Name the rappers at the heart of the East and West Coast hip-hop rivalry that ultimately led to both of their deaths in the mid-1990s.
Tupac and Biggie.
In Game of Thrones, Daenerys Targaryen is referred to as the mother of what?
Pass.
What president was known for his love of jelly beans?
Okay.
Guess? No, hey, that's fine. You know, I haven't thought about this. The challenge of trying to get your head into the space of, like, the money minute while you're sitting out on the bay.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That is a real, real challenge.
Don't know about the connection.
Yeah. It's windy out there. Yeah, there's a lot going on. What happens if you get a bite?
Yeah, a lot working against you.
Yeah, it's like
I don't know that you're fully paying attention.
Right, and I don't blame you for that at all. I mean, frankly, I am impressed that we got that done.
Yep.
How did she do?
Okay, let's go over this. What word refers to a soccer move where a player kicks a ball through the legs of an opponent?
That's a mystery to me.
Nutmeg.
Nutmeg?
Nutmeg.
Nutmeg, okay. All right.
Soccer players.
Soccer players, yeah. I'm just.
Juggalos are an infamous group of impassioned music fans that support...
Morgan Wallen.
The Insane Clown Posse.
No, sorry, I was close.
Gathering of the Juggalos. Of course.
Yes, I know.
Massive festival. What did the Pony Express deliver?
Mail, right? Was it mail? Okay, yeah.
Mail. During what decade did the majority of the Great Depression occur?
20s?
30s.
That's right, 29 was 29 was the crash.
In Game of Thrones... Wait, you got that one. You got dragons, didn't you? Did you
get no, dragons? She passed on
you
dragons.
Passed on dragons?
But that's
Daenerys
okay.
Targaryen yeah. is referred to as the mother of
dragons.
Dragons. And then what president was known for his love of jelly beans?
Ronnie Reagan.
Yeah.
Loved him.
He had a standing order for like over 700 bags from jelly beans.
Just loved him. So what are we aiming to catch today? Like what's anything or are you targeting something out
well,
there or what?
We're pretty much going for everything, but I've already got me a big flounder and a really big redfish, so it's been really fun.
Oh, my God. We already dragged a redfish. Okay.
How much longer are you all y'all out there?
Yeah.
I think till Saturday.
You won big. I don't care what. Forget the quiz. You are the big winner today. Thank you so much for playing. And please sign up again. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
This is a horrible story and also a great story. Someone called the police on a homeless man with a baby. And
Lord.
It turned out to just be a very tired dad.
What? Wait, how?
I think the person that made the call was concerned for the person's appearance.
That bad.
They thought that perhaps he was in distress.
Right.
That's really all I got.
I mean, I can't dispute that, like, I'm not even mad at the person for calling.
I go out looking
like
questionable on many different occasions.
That is a bad day.
This happened in California. Chapman Hamburg is the guy. He's an artist and father.
Right.
And he was approached by the police and they told him like, hey, someone thought that maybe you were living rough and you've got this kid.
Do you need a...
We want to make sure it's
you
your
need
kid.
An assist. Yeah, that's also, yes, also critical.
Side note.
Also critical.
His tired appearance and casual clothes made him stand out.
You know, in fairness, being an artist probably didn't help his case either.
No, well,
you know what I mean?
he's turned it around.
Has he?
So instead of being upset about it, he has now decided to use it as an opportunity for empathy. He has partnered with United Way to sell art prints that support homeless families.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let's talk about living the dream. Have you ever wanted to know, well, how do I put this in a way that doesn't sound super creepy? Let's say you died.
Well, I will eventually.
You will one day. Are you curious
or
about?
Will I?
Are you curious about how your funeral's going to go? Like, who's going to show up, who's not going to show up, anyone's going to make a scene, anyone's going to be extra bereaved. Have you ever thought about that? Like how that, because you're not going to know. Like you're going to have no idea. You're going to be long gone. And they're going to have this whole event that is dedicated to you. You've never been a little curious?
No, I cannot say that I have.
Some people do wonder what their funerals are going to go like. And I guess some people think about it more than others.
I mean, you can plan it.
Yeah.
You can plan your own funeral.
Absolutely.
Actually, that would be nice.
Lock it down.
Take that off of your loved ones.
Lock it down.
But tell them exactly what you want, what your expectations are, lest you haunt them forever.
Maybe even shoot a video message from beyond the grave.
Oh, maybe that's it.
You have options.
You know what? I think what I want for my funeral might depend on the circumstances in which I've expired.
Of your demise. That is a good point. Like it could change radically.
Exactly.
In terms of the,
is this an untimely death?
You know, the run of show.
Are there suspects?
Are there? How much was left? You know, any of these things. The 74-year-old dude in India faked his death. And he faked his death so he could stage a mock funeral to see who would attend. That was really his ultimate goal, is to see who would actually take time out of their day to show up at the service.
Did he pop out at the end and say, psych? Or has he revealed he's still alive?
Yes, he did, Katie. He did it exactly how you'd think he'd do it. He got out of the casket during the funeral. He was in the casket.
Jesus.
So he gets out and obviously tells everybody that he wanted to witness people, seeing how much
mourning
respect,
him?
Mourning Jeez. Affection people
well,
would give
I'll
him.
Well, I'll tell you, at his real funeral, they ain't coming.
This is going to be such a light crowd.
That was a one and done, buddy.
The sequel is going to be
that
so
was a
bad.
One and done.
Have a great day.
They signed
day.
The guest book already.
We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow.